It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. That's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canelli. This is your daily sports dump for today. Thursday, February 13, Valentine's Day Eve. So, you know, if you're into fake holidays, you better get on it. I'm into it. But let's move on. Colin Kaepernick says he's eager to tell all in his upcoming memoirs. Well, folks, spoiler alert. Turns out the NFL is racist. You should still buy the book, and that's no slight to him, but if it's a mystery to anybody why he's not working, I just solved it. Moving on to some more fun pro sports, the baseball. The Houston Astros owner, Jim Crane, apologized, quote-unquote, today by saying he didn't think the cheating impacted the game. Great apology, Jim. The media was shocked to hear that an old white billionaire would be so comfortable bending the rules without any remorse, because that's what the media seems to do. They just keep being surprised by it. Zing, media. Come on, do some work. Moving on. Jennifer Hudson is reportedly planning a tribute to remember Kobe Bryant at this year's NBA All-Star Game. I'm just glad that Quincy wrote this joke, so I don't have to spend the first part of the tribute trying to remember who Jennifer Hudson is. Now I know. She's the one doing the Kobe Bryant tribute. I'm sure she has other things on her resume as well. More baseball news from earlier, not from that last story. We're jumping. Dodgers reliever Pedro Baez. Wow, you know it's a busy sports time after that's the lead-in. Dodgers reliever Pedro Baez became the first player to win his arbitration case this year. That's right. It's arbitration time in baseball, folks. And most players don't win. Now, Baez credits his victory to his strategy of not letting Kenley Jansen finish off his arbitration case. That's a quality Dodgers joke right there. If you're not a hardcore Dodgers fan, well, maybe you should become one and then re-listen to this episode. Speaking of L.A. baseball, recovering from an injury, Angels two-way star Shohei Ohtani says he doesn't plan to pitch until May. In a related story, the rest of the Angels pitching staff say they have no plans to pitch at all this season, at least not effectively. In more West Coast baseball, we're just staying out here on the West Coast, the Oakland A's reportedly contacted the league to let them know about the Astros cheating scandal well before it blew up. See, this just goes to show you folks, when the Oakland A's call, you should always accept those charges. I know it's annoying that they always call collect, but that's an A's money joke. Also, very good for a very small segment of the population. Now, this next joke, I think if you listened to our episode yesterday with myself and Sports Dump co-founder, sometimes co-runner, Quincy Miller, you'll know where this joke comes from. The Major League Baseball, I like that it, these all start with the, made some changes to how the pitching changes will be handled this year, including adding a three-batter minimum. In a related story, you've seen that device before, Pablo Sandoval announced his brownie recipe also has a three-batter minimum. Okay. It was a bit of a stretch there, but for Pablo, we'll make the joke in honor, again, of our conversation yesterday. Because he needs three times the amount of brownies, folks. All right. And a new segment we're starting here today, because we are almost, I mean, we're almost 2 months, only 2 months until the draft, well, 2 months and like 2 weeks until the NFL draft. So we better get on this. And we've got your NFL mock draft update for today in a CBS Sportsline NFL mock draft just out today. The Browns trade Odell Beckham to the Patriots, and so then the Browns need to draft a wide receiver. Wow. Will that happen? Odds are, absolutely not. Like every other mock draft update we're going to bring you in the 70 days until the actual draft, when all of these mock drafts will be rendered what they already are, irrelevant. And that's why we're going to keep updating you on their updates. So, keep checking in with us on the Sports Dump, and you can go to thesportsdump.com. I keep promising to get that video up. It's like 15 seconds. It's maybe 10 minutes of work. So start the tweet insults if I don't get it up today. On sportsdump.com, we'll have a new video, so look for that. And then, you know, you're already subscribing, I'm sure. But remember, we have a few states that we need to get new subscribers in to hit all 50, and then we'll stop doing the podcast once we get that many. So Alaska and Hawaii, I know those are two. Arkansas also, Mississippi, Tennessee and Kentucky, and West Virginia and Maine are the ones I know. Also Vermont and New Hampshire. So send a little link out to one of your friends in one of those states so that we can get to our goal of 50 listeners, one in each state. All right, talk to you tomorrow.